You're listening to SBS News.
Dangerous bushfires have been burning across five states in September. In New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, Queensland and Western Australia. 8 deaths have been linked to the fires and over 4 million hectares of land has been destroyed. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says firefighters in New South Wales will receive compensation for helping fight dangerous bushfires in the state. Payments of up to $6,000 will be available for eligible firefighters who have spent over 10 days battling blazes at a rate of $300 per day tax-free. Mr. Morrison says it is important to acknowledge the sacrifices volunteers are making to safeguard communities.
This isn't about paying volunteers for turning out to fires. That's not what this is about. The volunteer arrangements that exist not just here in New South Wales but all across the country are incredibly important. What this is doing is recognising that in extreme cases like we've seen here in New South Wales, on an advice from the Commissioner, it is necessary to ensure that we can provide this safety net for income loss to ensure that he is in a position to continue to call out this volunteer force and for them to be able to be there on an ongoing basis without suffering ongoing financial loss.
However, Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese is criticising the Prime Minister for not taking a national approach with the payment. He says volunteer firefighters from every state should receive financial compensation.
What we need here is a national approach, and I don't understand why it is that the Prime Minister has just negotiated with the New South Wales Premier rather than convening COAG and getting an approach across the nation.
Mr. Albanese says the state government should not act as a middleman in the distribution of payments.
I don't understand why the payments can't just be made directly to individual firefighters rather than be given to the states and then given to individual volunteer firefighters. It seems that the only justification I can see is that the Prime Minister wants to be able to maintain that this is a state issue. This is a national crisis.
Mr. Morrison says he respects each state's autonomy, but welcomes any state leader who wants to adopt a similar payment scheme.
Well, this is a nationally applicable approach, but I respect the Premiers. I respect the fire commissioners in each and every state and territory, and I respect their judgment. And should they wish to enter in this arrangement, if they believe it's appropriate for their state and territory, then we will do so. But I don't presume on those states and territories. They run their own shows. They know what their challenges are in their own circumstances.
South Australia is implementing the same financial support scheme. The South Australian state government says even though fires in New South Wales have been burning for longer, volunteers across the state are working tirelessly to put out blazes and therefore deserve recognition. Volunteer firefighter Stuart Temesvery from the Valley Heights Rural Fire Service Brigade says the payment is recognition for the work firefighters are doing.
It just takes its toll physically and emotionally on the family. They're not seeing you. You come home and you're not compos mentis, you know. You can't conduct a proper conversation. It's tough. The payment is just a recognition of what we're doing. It doesn't compensate us for what we're losing, but it's recognition.
Despite this, some volunteer firefighters are against receiving compensation. Senior Deputy Captain Bert Clark from the Valley Heights Rural Fire Service Brigade says the money undermines the role of volunteers.
No, I don't think it should be made. I think it complicates the whole issue of volunteering. And for myself as a pensioner, it's discriminatory. Now, I retired at 65. I'm still an active firefighter. I've been fighting the fires since September. But there's nothing in it for me or my family or my wife, who has to put up with my departure every time I leave. And I think it takes away from the concept of volunteering.
Payments are expected to be made available prior to the end of January. Sonia Lal, SBS News.